OTTAWA, a survivor-led steering committee announced Tuesday that a tribute to survivors and victims of residential schools will be built on the west side of Parliament Hill. Ottawa appointed the committee in April 2022 to select a site for a National Residential Schools Monument in keeping with one of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action. Governor-General Mary Simon, Canada's first Indigenous Governor-General, said at a ceremony Tuesday morning that the monument is a significant step towards reconciliation. While reconciliation and healing has no end date, and it doesn't involve just one act or project, I would like you to remember every act is important. And this act is significant, Simon said in her speech at the ceremony. The site selection on Parliament Hill allows as many Canadians as possible the opportunity to see this monument. It represents our history, she said. So near to the House of Commons, it will serve as a constant reminder to parliamentarians that the policies and laws they create, debate, legislate and enforce have consequences. The steering committee said it worked in collaboration with the Algonquin Anishinaabe Nation and residential school survivors to determine a location for the monument. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Heritage Minister Pablo Rodriguez both attended the ceremony. Jimmy DeRocher, a Métis residential school survivor and member of the steering committee, said it was important that the monument encapsulate the effects residential schools have had on Canada's past, present and future. This is not finished, DeRocher said during the ceremony. This business of finding unmarked graves is not done. DeRocher said Canadians need to acknowledge the history of residential schools and know the truth. The truth is sometimes very, very difficult. I know it's hard for me. I'm an elder. I'm 83 years old, and I find it very difficult to imagine something like this could happen to us here in Canada. But it happened. But you want to know the positive side of it? We're still here. The last remaining residential school closed in 1996. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada, which launched in 2008 and delivered its final reports in 2015, called the Canadian residential school system a government-supported form of cultural genocide. The commission estimated that more than 4,000 Indigenous children went missing from the schools across Canada. Murray Sinclair, the former judge and senator who chaired the commission, has said he believes that figure was an underestimate and suggested the missing children could number well beyond 10,000. Kimberly Murray, Canada's special interlocutor on unmarked graves, raised concerns in an interim report this week about increasing attacks from denialists, who challenge communities when they announce the discovery of possible unmarked graves. The Liberal government created her role as it looked for ways to respond to First Nations from across Western Canada and in parts of Ontario using ground-penetrating radar to search former residential school sites for possible unmarked graves. Murray's final report is due next year and is expected to contain recommendations on how the federal government can help communities search for the children who died and disappeared. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 20, 2023. This story was produced with the financial assistance of the Meta and Canadian Press News Fellowship. Liam Fox, The Canadian Press.